Sometimes you do a story where you learn something you remember more than the story. Years ago, I was doing a story on economic reverses in Evansville, Indiana, and went to a minor league ball game. Mark the Bird Fidrich was in the Evansville bullpen. With his tousled blonde curls and stork-like limbs, he was called the Bird when he pitched for the Detroit Tigers. He was Rookie of the Year in 1976 and started the All-Star Game. He massaged the pitcher's mound and talked to the baseball to coax the home runs out of it, he said, and his boyish zest reminded the people who played and ran baseball that it was a game. But within 10 years, injuries and surgeries put the Bird back in the minor leagues. But what I noticed that night in Evansville was his joy and graciousness with fans, especially children. They yelled, "Bird, Bird," from the stands, and he took off his cap to show them his curls. After the game, he stayed on the field and posed for pictures with children, signed their little league gloves, and told them to work hard and be happy. I asked, after Rookie of the Year in the All-Star Game, "Isn't this kind of a comedown?" And with utter friendliness, Mark Fidrich said, "Hey, pal, it was good enough for me on the way up. It's good enough for me on the way down." Mark Fidrich died this week in a dump truck accident at the age of 54. If there's a Hall of Fame for graciousness, Mark the Bird Fidrich belongs in the first row. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.